Imagine being told that achieving something 10 times bigger is actually easier than merely doubling it. Sounds absurd, right? Yet this counterintuitive premise forms the foundation of one of the most transformative approaches to growth and achievement. The 10x mindset isn't just about working harder, it's about fundamentally changing how you think. When you aim for exponential rather than incremental improvement, you're forced to completely reimagine your approach. The beauty lies in its paradoxical simplicity. Massive goals actually simplify decision-making by immediately eliminating ineffective strategies. Only when stretching for seemingly impossible targets does it become crystal clear which few paths might actually work. The fundamental difference between 10x and 2x thinking comes down to filtering. With 2x thinking, you maintain roughly 80% of your current activities while making minor adjustments to improve efficiency. It's comfortable but ultimately exhausting. You're just doing more of the same, only harder and faster. In contrast, 10x requires letting go of 80% of your current focus to go all in on the crucial 20% that delivers the most impact. This creates transformation rather than mere improvement. The Pareto principle shows that 20% of your activities produce 80% of your results, but you can only identify this critical 20% when you set goals big enough to make the distinction obvious. Small goals don't demand significant changes, so they don't require 80-20 thinking. This approach has transformed countless entrepreneurs, many building nine-figure businesses by embracing this principle. In a world where exponential growth is becoming the new normal, incremental improvement isn't just inefficient, it's the harder path. Linda McKissick transformed from part-time real estate agent to empire builder through bold 10x moves. Starting with $3,000 in first-year revenue, she made a pivotal decision in 2000 to hand her thriving company to her husband Brad, sacrificing 80% of her income to pursue franchise expansion beyond local markets. After 3 years of groundwork, she launched her first franchise in Ohio, creating repeatable systems for growth. In 2011, she pivoted again to build a regional team focused on leadership development. Today, her empire spans 28 offices with 5,000-plus agents across three states, generating $14 billion annually. Through six 10x jumps, Linda evolved from agent to regional leader, each leap demanding a new identity and skill set. As she notes, 2x was just the launching pad to 10x, where you're now doing something totally different. Each jump requires you to become a different person with new skills, new thinking, and new capabilities. Chad Willardson demonstrates how high standards drive extraordinary growth. At 24, he set a $100,000 minimum investment threshold despite industry doubts. After initial rejections, he landed a $600,000 client. By raising minimums to $250,000, he managed $280 million within 7 years. Refusing recruitment offers, Chad launched his own firm targeting millionaire entrepreneurs. Setting a $10 million minimum transformed his business, now managing over $1 billion while working just 30 days yearly. The key principle? Focus on the vital 20% and reject the rest. This follows Sullivan's 4 C's formula. Commitment leads to courage, builds capability, and creates confidence, creating a growth cycle. Quality drives exponential returns. As Mr. Beast says, it's much easier getting 5 million views on one video than 100,000 views on 50 videos. Small quality improvements can yield exponential results, making ambitious goals often more attainable than modest ones. The difference between those who create opportunities and those who struggle lies in shifting from needing to wanting. Dan Sullivan's simultaneous divorce and bankruptcy in 1978 led to this revelation, prompting him to document his genuine wants rather than focus on needs. Those driven by wanting play an infinite game of expanding possibilities, while needers operate in a finite game of scarcity. This fundamental difference shapes how people approach finances, relationships, and personal growth. The distinction manifests in four key ways. Wanting stems from internal desires, while needing is externally driven. Wanting embraces possibility, while needing seeks security. Wanting recognizes abundance, while needing assumes scarcity. Wanting generates creativity, while needing triggers reaction. Brian Armstrong's leadership at Coinbase exemplifies this. When pressed to engage in political activism, he maintained focus on creating an open financial system, demonstrating freedom to choose rather than freedom from circumstances. True freedom comes from pursuing authentic desires without external validation, developed through exercising your wanting muscle, acting on genuine desires despite others' expectations. Your unique ability is your specialized way of creating value, so distinct that competition becomes irrelevant. Professional skateboarder Paul Rodriguez exemplified this by securing his own Nike signature shoe line, which sold millions across 10 iterations. Those who focus on their unique ability achieve the biggest 10x leaps. While most entrepreneurs initially spend under 20% of their time in this zone, increasing this focus drives exponential growth. In your unique ability zone, work becomes play and innovation flows naturally. It evolves with each 10x jump, like Michelangelo's progression from drawing to sculpture to architecture. Viewing work as a calling leads to greater success. Those with strong callings often follow their inner compass over conventional wisdom. As Robert Greene notes, mastery requires forging an unconventional path with self-confidence. To develop your unique ability, pursue authentic desires, think exponentially, envision your ideal future, and focus on the vital 20% driving growth. A self-managing company operates with you as visionary, while expert whos handle systems and teams. Tim Schmidt's USCCA demonstrates this. After years of 2x growth as a micromanager, he achieved 10x growth, from $4 million to $250 million, by building a strong team and releasing control. The transition follows Joseph Smith's principle. I teach them correct principles, and they govern themselves. Set clear vision, standards, and culture, then trust your team's autonomy. Transformational leadership creates emotional commitment, with team members voluntarily expanding their roles. A self-multiplying team forms when you model unique ability focus. Team members concentrate on their 20% sweet spot and delegate their 80%, creating opportunities for others. While developing unique abilities has some risk, lacking a compelling 10x vision is more dangerous. Without it, top talent leaves, while those seeking just a paycheck remain. Your greatest impact comes from focusing on your unique ability, like defeating 1,000 pounds with 4 ounces. When your skills become exceptional, they create far-reaching effects. The key bottleneck is the vital 20% that yields 80% of results. Most businesses fail to grow exponentially because they scatter energy instead of solving core constraints. To achieve 10x growth, focus on the true bottleneck blocking your goals. While 2x thinking relies on brute force, 10x requires transformation. The primary bottleneck is yourself. Achievement demands embracing your vital 20% while releasing the less essential 80%. Like the consultant who charged $50,000 to mark an X, $1 for the mark, $49,999 for knowing where, your expertise grows increasingly valuable as you expand your four freedoms: time, money, relationship, and purpose. This enables you to cultivate your unique ability with a self-managing team. Extraordinary success isn't about incremental improvement, it's about transformation. By focusing where you create unique value and systematizing everything else, 10x becomes easier than 2x.